Exorcists tell us that in a case of demonic possession, when liberation is achieved through exorcism, it is usually Mary who comes in and kicks the demons out. The priest cannot see this, obviously. The possessed person, after being liberated, will often say that Mary did this. Even a person who is not a Christian and from a culture unfamiliar with Christianity and doesn't know who Mary is will say that a beautiful woman came in, told the demons to leave, and they fled. When asked to describe the woman, they will describe a known image of Our Lady, such as Our Lady of Guadalupe or Our Lady of Lourdes. The demons shudder at the name of Mary and flee at the very sight of her. We know this not just because of the testimony of the exorcists, but because the Bible says so. God said to Satan in the Garden of Eden, "I will put enmity between the woman and thee." In other words, I will make the woman your enemy. And that woman is Mary. See my video, Mary is the Woman, in Genesis 3:15. Satan and his demons have admitted this on several occasions when forced to do so. For instance, one day, Venerable Francis Yip's scapular fell off. As he replaced it, the devil howled, "Take off the habit which snatches so many souls from us." Then and there, Francis made the devil admit that there are three things the demons are most afraid of: the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of Mary, and the holy scapular of Mount Carmel. Here are some things demons have said about Mary during exorcisms. Mary is the terror of hell. She sovereignly loves mortal beings. Her love for mortals is inconceivable. She snatches away from us more souls than all the angels and all the saints put together. I compare Mary to a formidable army. He who loves Mary is a friend of God. God is pleased with Mary. He gives evidence of that by never refusing one grace of all those that she asks of him. When a person prays to Mary, he does not do so with enough respect. One does not recognize that honoring Mary honors God, who made her as she is. I rejected that she would be next to him. I could not bear that a human creature would be above me because I was the most beautiful angel, beautiful, beautiful, the greatest. I was Lucifer, the angel par excellence. The woman, for love of his children, was created before all times in the thought of God. And as a pure spirit, I cannot bear this, that putrid flesh. She is feared by us because she holds you in her arms with her humility, obedience, and merciful love. The purity of her body, it was never ever touched, not even by a thought. We did not succeed, not even with a thought. I did not undermine her, even with a thought. Not one, not one, cursed. I was never able to touch her because that one always watched over her. There was always that one. It's not my fault. I was not able to touch her. I was afraid. Every time that she descends onto the earth, we sink even lower. Every one of her tears is a hole in our skin. Every one of her glances is a tearing of our brain. Every one of her steps is our end. We are looking to stop her, but we do not succeed because she is more powerful than us. Evil has no power over her. She is only flesh. I am pure spirit. No, she is not. She higher than me? No, I am spirit. We are told by one of the witnesses of the canonization of St. Francis de Sales that on one occasion during the process, a demon-possessed man was brought before the Bishop of Geneva and placed before the relics of St. Francis de Sales to be exorcised. During the exorcism, the devil cried out, "Why should I have to leave?" A religious present said, "Pray for us, Mary, pray for us." When the devil heard this, he cried out even louder, "Mary, Mary, for me there is no Mary. Do not pronounce that name which makes me shudder. If there was a Mary for me, as there is for you, I would not be what I am. But there is no Mary for me. If I had just one instant of the many that you people waste, one lone instant and one Mary, I would not be a devil." Father Gabriel Amorth recounts that during an exorcism, the demon-possessed individual suddenly began screaming out, "She's here! She's here!" The possessed explained it was Mary and it was her light that the demon could not bear. In another case, during interrogation, the demon had this to say about Mary: "She makes me angry because she is the humblest of all creatures and because I am the proudest, because she is the purest of all creatures and I am not, because of all creatures she is the most obedient and I am a rebel. I am more afraid when you say the Madonna's name because I am more humiliated by being beaten by a simple creature than by him. She always defeats me because she was never compromised by any taint of sin." Father Chad Ripperker recounts dealing with the demon whose original purpose was to head the hierarchy of angels assigned to Our Lady, but when he was shown Our Lady because of her beauty, he desired to possess her. In other words, he wanted her for himself and not to share her, when in fact she belongs to all of us. Because he wouldn't share her, even with God, he fell. When Father Ripperger asked the demon what Our Lady said when she found out that he had fallen, he cried in anguish, "She was disappointed." When Father would quote Luke 10:20, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven," the demon would cry because his name was not written in heaven, and it would have been written next to Our Lady's. In reciting the Hail Holy Queen, when Father said, "Turn thine eyes of mercy towards us," the demon again would start crying. When asked why he was crying, he said, "If her eyes are upon you, your salvation is assured." Until my next video, God bless.